Welcome to DanielsWindow.org. This is prayer week number 30, and this prayer is found in Exodus 33, verse 13 through 16. This is Moses praying on behalf of Israel and himself. Now, therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways, and I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. For how can then it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us that we and I, your people, may be distinguished from all the other people who are upon the face of the earth? Now, one thing you need to know about prayer, it's not just a one-way discussion. It's not a one-way, you know, dialogue. It's both ways. Now, the more you know Scripture, because when the beginning you get saved, you hear God more through reading Scripture and through sermons and through other people than you do for yourself. But as you be trained, as the Word of God becomes effective in your life, the more you're going to hear God on your own and from the inside out, you're going to be able to hear Him speak back to you. So know that prayer is not just a one way where you just rattle off all your requests and then hopefully God hears. But you see right here through this prayer that Moses speaking and God interrupts him, you know, in a way and speaks, and then Moses continues to speak back. So now therefore I pray you, I found favor in your sight. So, you know, let me know your ways that I may know you. And that's one thing I always pray, Lord. I want to know your ways. It says that Israel knew God's miracles, but Moses knew his ways. And there's a lot of people who believe for miracles, and you need to believe for miracles, but God has a certain way of doing things. And there's a lot of time people are looking for miracles, and they're looking for something extravagant, you know, something very expressive. But if God's ways are, you know, are simple, and it confounds the wise, and, you know, so we need to be looking for those things. We need to know His ways, not just His acts. We don't just need to write off God in this miracle, and this miracle, and this miracle. Yes, believe for Him. But be even more direct. He said, God, I want to know your ways. I want to know how you do this kind of stuff. And so I know your timing. So I may know when you're coming in and going out. And so I may know you, and so I may find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence, this is God now speaking, my presence shall go with you, and I'll give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. And that's what I pray a lot of times. A lot of times we think we're ready for whatever God has for us. We're ready for the next chapter in our life. We're ready for whatever big thing God has for us. But most of the time when we think we're ready, we're not ready. And we don't want to get there, you know, into our promised land way too early. Because if we don't have God's presence, why do we want God's presence, you know, over His presence? We need His presence. I mean, that's the whole thing. When God brought Israel, you know, when Moses brought Israel out of Egypt into, you know, to the wilderness, it was first to bring them to Him so that He could be their inheritance before going over and crossing the Jordan and getting the promised land. You don't want to get the promises of God before you really have a strong relationship with God Himself, because you'll leave Him behind. You'll forget Him. Deuteronomy 8 says, you know, I brought you through the wilderness that you may hunger to test you in your heart, so to find out what's in you. Because, and it says, and when you come into the houses you haven't built and the vineyards you haven't, you know, planted, and don't forget me. Don't forget me when your bellies are full. That's what happens so many times when we're going after God's presence, what He has for us, what's in His hand, more than what's in His heart, more than the person of who He is. When we value God more of what He can do for us rather than who He is, you know, and what He is, He's given His whole life for us. Then we're going to go into the promised land without His presence, and when we go into the promised land of His presence, we're really likely to lose what He has presented to us, what He's given to us. Not only that, but Moses goes on and says, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. For how then can it be known that I have found favor in your sight? Help and I and your people. It is not by your going with us that we and I and your people may be distinguished from all other people who are upon the face of the earth. That's the only thing that's going to distinguish us. Because if you think if your righteousness is going to distinguish you, if you think you're a better person in this world, then really you're going to come off as a hypocrite, obnoxious, you know, holier than thou than else, because Christians are not better. I mean, there's some real moral people out there, and that's how most people judge Christianity, is through moralism and rather than through submission and being renewed in Christ. in Christ Jesus, that we all need a Savior and we need a Lord, and that's just not a one-time, but that's a continuous thing. But, and so the only thing that we have to, you know, show, just like Moses did, is God with us or is he not? And so we do need to live moral lives. We can't even live a more moral life without Christ Jesus' presence being with us, his holiness, his presence always being with us. So that's what I always pray all the time. Says, you know, sometimes when I'm really desiring something and really hungering for something, and I really want to get into the next season of my life, I got to stop. I stop and say, Lord, okay, I think I'm ready, but if not, if your presence doesn't go with me, don't send me up from here. Because if you read through scripture, you will find out that God does give in a way, that he will give you the desires of your heart, whether they be good or bad. I mean, he's not going to give you wickedness, but I'm saying he'll give you what you desire, and you're going to find out that that desire is going to turn into a lust, and it's going to take you down, because we can't handle anything in this world without the presence of God in our life. And so you don't want to go into the next season of life if the Lord is not going with you, if he's not going to keep you. That's, you know, blessings found in numbers, you know, the Lord keep you, the Lord shine his face upon you, and the Lord's prayer in the New Testament, the Lord keep you from temptation, from entering, Lord keep me from entering into temptation. So pray that often. Pray these two things. One, Lord, you know, don't just give me a miracle, but show me your ways. And two, Lord, don't lead me up from this place. Don't give me the desires of my heart until, you know, until I have the desires of your heart.